Part 1. Our Big Fat Problem. Chapter 1. Why We Are Losing the Weight Loss Battle. We have a big fat problem. America is a fat nation, and we're failing to solve our big fat problem, failing big time. Almost 70% of Americans are overweight. In fact, 1 in 2 Americans has what I call diabesity, the spectrum of imbalance ranging from mild insulin resistance to prediabetes to full-blown type 2 diabetes. The scariest part is that 90% of those who are suffering from this serious health condition don't even know it. To find out if you have it, take the quiz in the PDF. Being thin today puts you squarely in the minority. And of that thin 30%, about a quarter are what I call skinny fat. That means that while they may not be technically overweight and may even look skinny on the outside, they're fat on the inside with the metabolic features of a pre-diabetic obese person. That's low muscle mass, inflammation, high triglycerides, a low good cholesterol, a high blood sugar, and a high blood pressure. To help you understand why so many people are suffering from similar health problems, I'm going to explain the underlying causes of both the weight-related problems and the chronic diseases that plague us. And then I'm going to show you how you can beat the odds and take back control of your weight and your health. Why are we failing? Why are nearly 70% of Americans and almost 1.5 billion people worldwide, which is projected to be 2.3 billion by 2015, overweight? Why do so many of us eat the foods that we know aren't good for us, that cause us to gain weight, that aggravate chronic symptoms, or make us feel sick, bloated, and guilty? Why would anyone choose to use a substance they know destroys their life? The answer is simple: addiction. We are a country, no, make that a world, of food addicts. The industrial food complex has hooked us.